today's episode of the Brains Bite Back podcast, we speak with Len Sumer, head of global sales at Acid Labs, an end-to-end software design and development firm. In today's episode, you will learn why LATAM talent is a strategic choice for companies looking to thrive, and why the region offers a rich pool of tech talent due to strong universities and a tech-savvy workforce. Additionally, Len shares tips for listeners looking to hire talent in LATAM, and he also shares strategies to help you retain talent from the LATAM region. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
First off, thank you for having me, Samuel. I've been looking forward to this. But my name is Len Sumer. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I am the Senior Vice President of Sales for all of Acid Labs, which is a global company.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, it's a real pleasure to have you here. And I really want to know and go back to the beginning. Like, can you share with us the story of how Acid Labs first began?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story. Acid Labs has really dominated the landscape in Latin America for over 16 years. Founded by several individuals who knew each other through college. So it's a really good, through university. So it's a really good story. They worked very, very hard to grow the business. The founders are still very much active in the business, sharing their experience and expertise, not only within Acid Labs, but, you know, throughout the whole, technical development and staff augmentation arena. So really happy to have them. It's a good story.
Yeah, that's cool. And I also have to say, I love the name Acid Labs. It's one of those names that I just don't think you can forget. As soon as I heard Acid Labs, it just stayed in my head. Like, there's no way I'm forgetting that as a name.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, that's something that was put, a lot of careful thought was put into the naming of the company. As you could imagine, branding is very, very important, across the board. So appreciate you acknowledging that, so to speak.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. And today, so on this call, we're going to be discussing the art of wooing developers in LATAM and how to hire in an untraditional way. And I'd really like to start by asking, what makes LATAM tech talent a great fit for companies that are looking to thrive?
Oh, and that's a great question. And, first off, I was a CEO of a major software company in the United States before I took this position. And quite frankly, I was a customer, not of Acid Labs, but I was looking for great talent to build out projects. And I made the mistake of going offshore versus nearshore. And I paid dearly. So, going nearshore, I mean, let's be honest, the talent that is available in LATAM is continually growing, and there's a lot of advantages, not only within LATAM, but as we, penetrate the U.S. market, which we're doing that the last 5 or 6 months. But first and foremost, universities there are incredible. The workforce is very, very available, very modern in the approach of technology and embracing technology as a part of everyday life. That's first and foremost. And then from there, linguistically, in terms of the ability to not only speak in multiple languages, but also very fluent in English, which absolutely helps, especially those customers that have a great presence in LATAM, but also in the United States. And then just logistically, right? Logistically, one of the areas that I encountered was, when we were working on projects and if we were going offshore, the time element. So that is really important, not only to us, but to our clients. And we do have a very established client base that continues to grow within the install base and our net new logos. So really three strong points there, Sam.
Yeah, I totally get that. That makes sense. And now our audience is quite techie, But I do want to reverse back a bit for any new listeners or anyone that might not have a grasp on it. But you mentioned two phrases there, offshore and nearshore. Would you mind going into what the difference is between both of them?
Yeah, absolutely. And forgive me for not
explaining. No worries. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. So offshore is where, you know, we're talking about Middle East, Eastern Europe, Pakistan, India, and in a lot of the Ukrainian territory. So that would be your offshore. And nearshore, I guess that phrase was coined based on a lot of the tech companies in the U.S. going nearshore, which would be LATAM, South America and Latin America.
Fantastic. I think it is fairly self-explanatory, but I still wanted to just touch on it just to make sure that we're all on the same page, anyone that's listening that might be new to these terms. But I think you did a great job of clarifying that. And I also want to know, what should our listeners who are looking to hire talent in LATAM know beforehand?
You know, beforehand, what I would recommend is really understanding what your needs are. If you don't, if that's out of your domain and you may not be as fluid as you like to be, then you could count on, you know, that partner. And when you're seeking out a partner, you know, I would tend to look for longevity, stability, what kind of work they have delivered already. I wouldn't get too caught up into a lot of the big brands, but I would definitely do my homework on the company and really just look at the stability. And then as they vet out and go through their due diligence in terms of looking for a partner, look for a partner that's going to, you know, spend the time in your boardroom and not really a partner who just wants to be a vendor in the hallway. I think most of our audience would be pretty astute to that. But, you know, again, just reiterating, you know, how to vet out looking for a partner that can satisfy the technological needs, both on the project side and on the staff augmentation side.
Fantastic. Now, I do know that you obviously mentioned there the importance of longevity. And when you do find top talent, you really do want to retain them. So how can companies retain top LATAM talent, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, the LATAM talent, again, you know, just if you would work through us, companies like Acid Labs, we vet out a lot of the talent to ensure longevity. But, you know, I think nowadays companies having to go maybe a little bit more the extra mile on how to retain people. I mean, here, even at Acid Labs, obviously we're a pretty large company ourselves. And, you know, we go through many, many hoops to make sure that we continue to collaborate. I mean, that's part of ACID, right? The name ACID is agility, collaboration, innovation, and distinction. And the collaboration element, not only as we work with our customers, but helping our customers understand how do you retain quality talent. And I think the talent in LATAM is just really looking for transparency. The work ethic is primo. I mean, the work ethic in LATAM is just second to none. So that transparency in terms of employer to employee is very important. And just like anyone else, Samuel, people want to contribute. They want their ideas to be heard. And I think this is a good foundation and a good recipe in building those relationships, which, as you know, in these days, that's paramount, much, much more than, you know, even 5-6 years ago.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned something there about your vetting process. Obviously, it seems that you put a lot of effort and work into the talent that you work with. And I want to know, do you have any case studies of how your clients have been positively impacted by your services?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we do. You know, when you talk about ACID, the D in ACID Labs is distinction. And, you know, we pride ourselves in we know we're in the people business, right? I mean, when you're in business, that's got to be a mantra. You're in the people business. And, you know, people want to hear these success stories that your company has achieved. because they want to feel comfort, right? I mean, nowadays investments and spends are more heavily scrutinized than ever before. And a lot of companies want guarantees, and what best way to do it than instead of us talking about ourselves, have our clients talk about ourselves. And, you know, we've got a number of success stories that we've delivered to in LATAM. And as we grow the U.S., those stories now are starting to build up on U.S. soil as well.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, it sounds like you're doing some really great work. And I want to know, really, my final question to you is, like, what's next on the horizon for Acid Labs?
That's a great question. And, you know, what's next? First and foremost, we always look at ourselves first. You know, a lot of companies, they really, all they talk about, we got to get bigger. We have to get bigger. Well, at Acid, yeah, we want to get bigger, but we know that if we get better, our customers are going to demand us to get bigger. So, you know, we're building out a lot of our additional practices in the digital experience, you know, partnering with companies like Salesforce.com, Adobe, Shopify, and AWS. And then, you know, we have our IX and TechCore product lines, which we call business units, which we now are really starting to vet out, put a lot of resources, and really those business units, as I just stated, are morphing from what we're getting back in terms of feedback from our existing clients and our market. So really exciting. We like to grow in a very controlled manner, and that's really our focus moving forward. And I'd like to say we've got some great processes, and like any other company, I don't think we talk up our people enough. We've got a stellar lineup of outstanding talent at Acid Labs, and I'm really proud to be with the company.
That makes absolute sense. Yeah, I can tell that in the way that your tone and your message, and it's wonderful to see and hear. And I also have to say, I love what you said there about when you do deliver a valuable product of something that genuinely adds value to those that you work with, you're naturally going to see that demand. So I really like the fact that you come at it from that approach rather than just growing for the sake of growth or striving to grow. You're looking at, like, first delivering the value and then growing from that.
Yeah. And that's our philosophy is, you know, we start with a baseline in terms of that organic success and organic growth. You know, we've got a really good marketing team that before we just go out there and start slapping out messages and, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we've got a good base and a solid foundation because we want to have our customers do the lion's share of the talking for us. And I think that speaks volumes. And quite frankly, I think it really sets us apart. And I think, you know, Acid Labs, the I, not only innovation in terms of what we do from a solutions perspective, but even the way we just go to market and how we operate as an organization, I like to think that we're on the cutting edge of innovation. And like I said, very proud to be here. You know, when I saw the opportunity come along, I jumped on it. I didn't even ask questions.
Well, it's wonderful having you here. And of course, I would highly recommend that our listeners go check you out and keep up with Acid Labs and all the work you're doing. And if they do want to do that, what's the best way of keeping up with the work you folks are doing, Len?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a number of ways to reach out to us. Obviously, all our social sites, primarily LinkedIn. Go out, check out our website, opt in. You know, we have newsletters, but just stay tuned. I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got a lot of, you know, marketing materials coming out and more educational marketing materials to expand on what we're talking about right now, Samuel. Is just, we think a more educated market will give us a distinct advantage in allowing them to make those good educated decisions. And, you know, part of our philosophy is we take a solutions approach to working with our customers, and we'll be the first ones to say that maybe we aren't the right fit, and we'll absolutely steer people in the right direction if it's not our direction. So really proud of how we're doing things, and we look forward to any sort of engagement as we continue to educate this growing market.
Awesome. Well, that's a great philosophy to work by. And yeah, we'll be sure to have links to your website and your LinkedIn in the show notes. But otherwise, Len, those are all my questions today. And I just want to say thanks once again for joining me. It's been a real treat.
Thank you so much for having us, and wish everyone a lot of success in the future.
That is it for today's episode. Thank you for joining us. I hope you've learned something. And if you have benefited from today's episode, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, as these reviews really help us grow the show. You can also follow us wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. Just search BrainSpike Back and you will find us. We hope you join us for more episodes in the future. And until then, take care.